What is your first impression of these Steelers? The same Blitzburg Steelers that you knew in the past?
They blitz us. They blitz us quite a bit. I think their style's pretty much the same. They're a very good defense. Obviously, the best in the league according to the statistics. So, and if you ask them, they'll tell you that. So, it's going to be a great challenge for us. Hopefully, we can go out and play well.
And what did you think of the bold prediction by their cornerback or their defensive back?
I think Coach always says we do our talking on Sundays, so I'm glad they feel that way. I'm glad they feel the way. I hope they do. I hope they do feel like they can win. I hate for them to feel like they come in here and can't win a game, so we'll see. We'll see who comes out ahead on Sunday.
Fair to say that might be talked about a little bit this week or find its way on a wall somewhere.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, we heard about it. I think everybody in the team's heard about it, so... It always comes down to who plays better. Well done is always better than well said, so it's been the motto of this team.
Tom, what do you know about Anthony Smith?
I didn't know who he was until we started preparing for him, so he's a young player. It's obvious, guys, that we've played in the past that we really respect on that team. Deshae, Troy, and Aaron Smith, and Casey, those guys aren't the ones that say it, so it's a great challenge for us, and we've had a great history with them, played some very meaningful games, and they're a great team, so really well coached, both offensively and defensively. I just hope we play well.
Do you consider the source when you hear stuff like that?
I mean, I think it's... I don't know. I don't know if we've ever come out and predicted victory or anything, and we won a lot of games. So whether you predict it or not, he's got to show up on Sunday and try to guard us and play his role and do his job, and we're going to try to make it hard on him.
What do you see, if any, differences with Mike Tomlin there? He brings a more forward background. Obviously, the ball is still there.
Yep.
Do you see any of Mike Tomlin's fingerprints on the defense?
Not really. Not really. It looks to me like it's the same defense, same group of guys, same style. They blitz a lot. It's the same blitzes. It's the same style of play that they've played in the past. They always seem to play it well. And I think the players are very comfortable in their scheme. I think they have players that really fit their scheme well. And it's a challenge to run it. It's a challenge to throw it. It's a challenge to protect, to get open. It's a lot of man coverage on the outside. So... we all have our work cut out for us.
Tom, what are the things over the last couple of weeks that you guys have run, obviously speaking offensively, that you know have to improve going forward?
Well, I think it's a team-wide thing, and I think we all need to focus on doing our job the best we can and not to try to correct everybody's mistakes. We all have our own mistakes to correct, and we all need to, I got to throw the ball better, make better reads, make better protection calls, lead a bit better, and I think it goes for each of us. We have to look at ourselves individually and try to make improvements within ourselves, and if we do that, I think collectively as a team there will be improvements, and we've won these games. It's been exciting to win them. It was a great game the other night, but at the same time you realize we made mistakes in the game that we need to correct.
A few players talked about being tired the other night. Coach put a quick halt on it over here, saying, "Well, it was midnight. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're fine. We got a week to prepare." Everybody kind of refreshed after a day and a half. Then,
oh yeah, can't you see the bright and sunny faces here? I think it's a long season, and I think there's moments where you feel a little drained, and there's moments where you feel really reinvigorated. And going into my eighth year, I really felt like every year, okay, I got a little more figured out this year, and you just realize it's just a grind. It's every day you come in here, you're coming in to work hard and give everything you got. So when you give everything you got, and it's Monday, Tuesday morning at 4 a.m, I mean you are drained, but you find a way over the next day and a half to prepare yourself and come in here with bright eyed and bushy tail, ready to get to work. And I mean, there's no better team for us to be excited about than the Steelers and the challenges they present. So there's been a lot of excitement in our locker room. you know, we're back home, we're playing in front of our crowd, and hopefully we play the best game we played all season.
Along that line, every team goes through what you just talked about, the long grind of a season, but how much easier is it for this group to get back their energy with what you have to shoot for with your record the way it is? I'm not talking about perfect versus not perfect, but just such a good record and playoffs and everything down the road. How easy is it to get the energy back knowing you're playing for something?
Well, I mean, I think we're always playing for something, and whether you're 12-0 or 0-12, you have a lot of reasons to be motivated, and I think we're motivated by playing a team that presents a lot of challenges for us, and we've got to, you know, we got to play our own style of game, understanding what they really do well and understanding what we need to do well. So it's a very motivated group we have. It's a veteran players who, you know, work hard and try to take the coaching. And, you know, we're coached very hard around here. And, you know, I really hope that we have listened to what Coach has preached this week and can go out there and show it on Sunday.
Tom, our
number
team.
One in a lot of defensive categories, but particularly pass defense. What do you guys have to do to execute at your optimal level against that pass defense that's going to be key for you guys?
Yeah, they you know, they play the run well. They play the pass well. I think they create disruption with the front, and they get to the quarterback and push the pocket. They got some guys who can really rush. It's a lot of man coverage on the outside, and they're on those guys tight. And, you know, got to find ways to get open. And you don't have all day. That's the hard part.
Excuse me.
It's a little bit of a challenge.
Coach talked a lot about Ed Reed last week. What have you guys seen at Troy Polamalu? How does he affect the Steelers' defense?
Well, he really sets a tone for them. He's in the times I've played against him, he always makes a huge impact on the game. He's very aggressive, and he's always focused on the ball. And I mean, he can really make a lot of plays. He's a really explosive athlete. I mean, we got to count for him on every play. So every week we're facing guys that are the best in the league, and I don't think there's too many players better than Troy.
Are you seeing more and more creative ways every week to try and bring pressure against you?
It's different. I think different teams have different styles. I mean, like, for example, Baltimore only blitzed 17 times, so it wasn't a big blitz game. They dropped a lot of guys into coverage. So every team looks at different ways to approach us, and some want to cover, some want to pressure, some want to play man, some want to play zone, and probably based on what they do well and how they think they need to stop us. And I think I know how to, you know, defend us, but I think I know how you wouldn't defend us too. So hopefully, you know, we'll see if they're right.
Hold on, along those lines, how do you defend the guys? Want to give away some tips?
A chance, Mike. You got to study the film, buddy. You got to study the film.
No, but seriously, I don't know if it's because the standard was so high.
Sure.
The first 10 games with the points and the pace that you guys were on, but the last two games do seem a little different from the passing production standpoint. From your mind, has there been a difference? Is it because of what teams are trying to do differently? What's been the deal the last couple of games with just what we're used to seeing in terms of passing?
Well, I just think we haven't been executing as well. I think that's what it comes down to. I mean, playing good defensive teams that don't give you a lot of opportunities or much margin for error. So when you get those opportunities, you got to take advantage of them. So we got to play better.